Can't wait for this tonight, Carly. It starts 7:30 on 10 Hour. Guiding Sam through the Lady Rainforest of Love on The Bachelor is Osha Ginsberg, and he joins us right now. Good morning, Osha.
Oh, hey, good morning. And yes, indeed, it is a rainforest. I don't know, because it's damp and... I don't know. No, that's
a terrible... Oh, wow, let's not go there.
Who has a Lady Rainforest of Love? This is a breakfast radio show.
Well, there's a promo right there for our show tomorrow morning, so that's great.
One thing I'm most excited about returning is your hairstyles. They've kind of taken on a mind of their own.
I am 41 years old and I still have all my own hair.
And it's so luscious.
I've got to say, I'm a very lucky man.
Any hairstyling tips to Sam?
No, he's got quite the shock-a-locks. He's doing very well, Sammy. He doesn't need me at all. No, no, no.
Has anyone managed to have a word to Sam yet and kind of warn him off what happened last year with Blake? Because let's be honest, he kind of stuffed it up.
Did he? I do believe he found someone that he can be in love with. So did he stuff it up? No, he didn't.
You know what? You do make a good point. He did, but I feel like the whole premise of the show is to pick a woman, give her a rose. But he got a little bit confused.
You and me, all of us, have made a bit of a mistake in our love life at one point or the other. Like, oh, hang on, no, I should have been with the other person. No, they're still single. Yeah, they are. Sorry, I'm going to break your heart. Hello again, it's me. Yes, I'm sorry. I had to go away and come back before I found out what I needed. We've all done that. Unfortunately, Blake and Sam did it on the cover of all the magazines. So
yeah,
they did have their little hiccup. We've all had a little hiccup, but just theirs had a lot more press attention. But I'm really grateful that Blake and Louise found each other because they're in love and that's really lovely.
Osha, do you see the girls come into this mansion and you're like, yeah, she's got a good shot, she's got a good shot, oh, she'll be gone. Do you sort of judge them when you meet them as well?
No more than you judge them when you see them on TV for the first time.
Right. I wonder what those interactions are like, though, because you're there in the moment. We're just watching on TV, so there's got to be some sort of awkwardness, surely.
Look, we all have the same reactions that you have when you watch them turn up.
Can you give us any tips or hints about this season? What can we look forward to most of all, Osha?
Well, you can look forward to Sammy thinking very deeply while he walks by oceans or lakes or rivers, only ever by bodies of water. Sometimes with his shirt off. No, there's a couple of really good twists. We've got twist on twist in this show, which I'm really excited about. The White Rose is back, which I'm very, very happy about. But the White Rose is very different this year.
In what way is it different?
Well, you'll have to watch and find out.
Of course.
But yeah, it's very, very interesting tonight. Yeah, it's really good. I'm real excited.
Awesome. Well, we cannot wait to meet all the girls and Sam, just like yourself. Osha, the host of The Bachelor, starts tonight, 7:30 on Channel 10. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
No worries, team. See ya.